Congregation can be seated. The children are invited forward for the children's message. At this time, we're going to gather right over here. Hey, guys. Good to see everybody. We got a couple more on their way. Come on up. All righty. Good to see you. So we've been talking about the things that are in our worship space, and who, I'm going to give you a little test. Who remembers what that over there is called? Congregation. Oh, that's very nice. The lectern. Very good. What's that called right there? Congregation, what is that? The pulpit, right? That's for reading the Word of God. We just heard that. That's for preaching the Word of God. Now, what's this that we're standing at right here? The baptism thing. That's exactly right, except I want to add a word to that. I want to clear that up just a bit. That's the word I want us to know. It's called the baptismal font. Font. You guys got that word? Font. F-O-N-T. It's font, and it's very closely similar to another word in English that I bet you do know. Font is from the same Latin root as the word for fountain. Fountain. What is a fountain? That's a perfect definition. A thing that spews up water, right? A fountain is... You can drink out of... that's a water fountain, right? You're right. That's another fountain also, too. There are many fountains, and they all have what?
Water.
What do I got right here? That's water. So the fountain spews up water in a beautiful display. This is a font. It has water in it, because what takes place here? Baptisms, right? And so it's a little bit different from a fountain. This is, by the way, this isn't magic water. This is water that plus God's word makes a baptism, right? So people come here and we say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, right? You guys have all been baptized, and we'll have some baptisms coming up in a few weeks. We've had a bunch of baptisms this year. This is where God's word is placed on you. So you're his son and his daughter and son and daughter of God the Father, right? Who said, go and make disciples, baptizing them. That's this. Baptize means to wash in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we have water in it, so that makes this a what? A font, which is like a fountain. So here's your homework, and adults too. Next time you see a fountain, look at the fountain and think, not just it's beautiful, but look at the fountain and think, I've been baptized, right? I am baptized. So think of a fountain. Every time you see him, that reminds you who I am in God, who has washed me and made me one of his children, right? All right, thanks for coming up, guys. This is the font. That's what it's all about. The font has water in it for our washing. You guys return to your spots, and we sing the hymn of the day.